From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The House today has passed a three-month extension to keep spending for roads, bridges, and other infrastructure projects running through the summer. As NPR's Brackton Booker reports, focus now turns to the Senate to act before the Highway Trust Fund expires on Friday.
The bill that passed ensures the House did its part to prevent a lapse in funding for road projects and now puts pressure on the Senate to abandon its own highway bill and take up the House version ahead of the end-of-week deadline. House and Senate leaders failed to reach a compromise on a long-term deal despite both sides saying it was the intended goal. House members leave for the month-long August recess tonight. The Highway Trust Fund, which provides billions for transportation projects, is set to expire midnight July 31st. Brackton Booker, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities say a University of Cincinnati police officer who shot and killed a black motorist during a recent traffic stop has been indicted on murder charges. A grand jury indicting Officer Ray Tensing on a charge of murder in the shooting death of 43-year-old Samuel Du Bois. Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley says he fully expects some peaceful protests in the wake of the shooting.
There's obviously reason for people to be angry today and upset. And people deserve the right to be able to do so in a public manner. That's what this country is all about.
The officer pulled the driver over for not having a front license plate on July 19th. The prosecutor in the case says the officer, who is white, deliberately killed Du Bois and believes he lost his temper. Tensing says he was being dragged by the car and was forced to shoot. A Florida gun store owner who declared his shop a Muslim-free zone is now the subject of a lawsuit. The store owner, citing recent killing of five service members in Chattanooga, Tennessee, by a man authorities described as a homegrown extremist. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji reports the suit has been filed against the store owner after he posted his message on social media.
I'm Andy with Florida Gun Supply. And we're now a Muslim-free zone.
In a video, owner Andy Hallinan sits in front of a Confederate flag and talks about how the flag is a symbol of Southern pride, how racism was on the decline before President Obama was elected, and how Muslims are no longer allowed to buy guns or seek firearms training at his establishment.
I will not arm and train those who wish to do harm to my fellow patriot.
The Council on American Islamic Relations Florida filed a lawsuit in district court demanding an injunction against Florida Gun Supply, prohibiting it from instituting policies that discriminate against people based on religion. The group has also asked for a Department of Justice investigation. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
Health insurer Anthem says it's raising its 2015 forecasts after its earnings rose 17% in the company's latest quarter. Blue Cross Blue Shield carrier says net income rose to $859.1 million. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 121 points. You're listening to NPR. The White House now says it believes reports of the death of Taliban leader Mullah Mohammed Omar are credible. Afghanistan's main intelligence unit today announced Mullah Omar's death, saying the partially blind cleric actually died in 2013 in Pakistan. White House spokesman Eric Schultz said today, while not commenting on the time frame, U.S. intelligence community is looking into the circumstances surrounding Mullah Omar's death. A new study finds the share of millennials living with their parents continues to rise. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the trend is continuing despite an economic recovery.
The Pew Research Center finds young adults' unemployment rate has dropped substantially since 2010, but the share of 18 to 34-year-olds living at home has edged up to 26%. Pew economist Richard Fry says this has a ripple effect.
The number of households run by young adults has been stuck at about 25 million for the last 5 years. This is one of the basic reasons that sort of the nation's housing recovery has been so weak.
Pew finds that high student loan debt can only explain part of this. The trend holds even for millennials without a college education. Fry suspects the stigma's gone and more parents like having their adult kids at home. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Well, there have been a lot of technological advances in the auto industry in the past few years. It appears quite a few Americans are not enjoying them. That's because the average vehicle age in the U.S. has reached a new record, 11 and a half years old, according to the consulting firm IHS Automotive. Figure shows both increased reliability of today's vehicles and lingering effects from the recent recession. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.